My name is Bonnie.
And I am Antoinette, and we're here to help you go greater. So, Good Girls Go Greater is about leaving behind the societal pressures of being a good girl, to stop people pleasing and make room for who you are and who you want to be outside of who other people want you to be. We believe you are great and you can do great things. We're here for you. Bonnie! Kumusta?
Hi, Tony. Well, I am very excited. We've been, the universe has been bringing us together months now, and it has finally happened in our premiere podcast today.
Yay!
I know.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, finally. We are, and it's we did a lot of discussions already before recording this podcast, and we're very excited to bring, you know, our movement Go Greater to you and what it means for us, why
we're doing it.
So for me, it's really more about letting go about what other people think about you. You know, I used to worry a lot. I still do. It's a societal, social anxiety plus depression plus paranoia, all of that combined. I'm very aware of that now. So when it happens, I know that it's not really me. It's not really other people. It's just those three. Yeah, it's just those three. They're friends. they're friends, and they're very highly sensitive. You know, what they may be sensing about other people may be true. And at the same time, it's not that extreme. But those three, they make it so extreme. So I have learned to discern and to step back and to make choices. Yeah. And at the same time, still able to speak my truth. And know that other people's truth are still also very valid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can empathize with what other people say. I'm curious about their worldview and their perception. And at the same time, I know in my heart what I want to do. And I still follow what I want to do.
Yep.
And go ahead, Tony.
Yeah. No, and I was going to say, that's amazing. And it sounds very empowering. Kasi I can relate definitely, di ba? In terms of letting go of what people may or may not think about me, di ba? Same with you. I worry a lot. I used to worry a lot. And it's a silly thing, but also on the other hand, it's a real thing, di ba? Parang especially when I'm not sure if you can relate here, Bonds, but when I started doing events or yung mga speaking ganyan, merong small or may voice na parang who does she think she is ganyan. Pero I know na ako lang din yung nag-iisip ng ganun, pero once nandun ka na sa situation, di ba, bigla mo lang maiisip na kumbaga parang it becomes real for you, or at least for me, di ba? Kaya nga may yung stage fright, yung mga ganyan. It's very physical. Nagmamanifest siya as a very physical thing, di ba? Na-feel mo siya, sabi nga nila, parang naninikipin siya, yung mga ganon.
Where is it in your body? Because it's very somatic. Whatever you feel, you think it's just in your brain. And at the same time, it actually manifests in parts of your body. Where is
That's
it?
That's true.
In your neck, in your heart, shoulder, back pain. It's so true,
Diba? And speaking of like where it manifests in your body, yung mga feeling ng iba na parang pagpagod ka, diba? Totoong ang bigat ng shoulder mo. Or, for example, when you keep worrying, ganon, parang ang bigat ng shoulder mo, tapos talagang nararamdaman mo siya physically, di ba? And so I feel like when we talked about wala pa yung Go Greater, di ba? Wala pa yan before. We just talked, and then eventually na na-come up natin yung Go Greater movement.
Yeah.
Kasi may experiences tayo, whether individually, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so yung nangyari is for me talaga, this is not only to help, sabihin na natin na ano, syempre to help other females like us, but it's really more of parang freeing siya, di ba? It's not just yung mind or yung sabihin natin emotional support, but really parang physical na rin talaga, di ba?
Yeah.
Na mararamdaman mo sa body mo na parang nagre-relax ka. So it's very important for me, and I feel very blessed na pareho nag-resonate sa'yo, and so eto na nga siya, so exciting.
I know where it's a we've thought about it, it seems that the energy wants to be born through us, because mm-hmm. it's been a lot of months and still the energy is still there, it's not lost, so
yeah.
You know that
yeah
it seems that the universe is calling for this. It seems that there are a lot of women who needs help, and I know this for a fact. And the reason why they don't want to reach out for help, there are a lot of reasons. I've learned that one of those is that, you know, they may not want to change, or they are scared that the change will be pushed to them. You know, that overpowering. And when you grow up in a family who's controlling, why do you want to seek help? Because you're scared to seek help, because maybe those who will help you will control you again. And I realized
that... So far my trauma.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I realized that that's one of the reasons why people are scared to ask for help. Because sometimes they're not ready to move forward.
Mm.
They are ready, though, to be listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I realized that everyone wants to be seen, validated, and be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
That's
a lack.
True.
Yeah. And there's a lack of, I believe there's a lack of that in the local scene. It's hustle. It's do this. It's you need to achieve. Yeah. But
you're lagging go.
I know.
Very masculine energy.
Very, we do not rest here. We just achieve. Which is not true, guys. I achieve and I rest all the time.
True.
It's in resting where I get all my excited energy back. Mm-hmm. And if I push myself, that's burnout. And so maybe that's why the two of us resonated together, because it's a very different kind of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are not here to push you towards what you want to achieve, because it's still going to be you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes.
Siguro, ano, I want lang for those who maybe medyo confused sila kasi nabanggit natin yung masculine energy.
Yeah.
Every one of us, diba, meron tayong both feminine and masculine energy. The feminine is more of like the nurturing part, diba, yung medyo ano tawag dyan? Yung may flow, di ba? Flow, sabi nila, chaos. But for me, it's really more on yung creative, di ba? Because kung saan nabibirth yung idea. So, in yung feminine energy, whether you relate as, di ba, a man or a woman, meron tayo nun, each of us, di ba? And also the masculine part of us is yung talagang go, 'di ba? Apparent 'yan yung masculine energy, kasi especially kapag sa school or yung may mga competition, 'di ba? Yan yung talagang go.
Mm-hmm.
And very ang maganda naman talaga sa masculine energy is talagang very focused, 'di ba? Very focused, and kaya lang for me and I would guess, no, Bonnie, same for you, is yung balance yung tinatry natin i-achieve, diba?
Okay.
So, minsan lang talaga, and since na-mention mo na rin, I can relate talaga yung sa not asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, merong belief na parang yung you're seen as weak, which is weird for us kasi, di ba, we're coaches, so we give help, di ba? We provide the help. Mm-hmm. Pero at the same time, especially, I noticed this for high-achieving women or yung talagang very ambitious, mm-hmm. merong hesitation in terms of asking for help.
Yeah.
And so, I feel like when we open up this conversation, mas mano-normalize yung asking for help. And yun na nga, yung pinaka-essence of our Go Greater movement, it's really just to provide space. Like you said, di ba, we're not here to push you or even tayong dalawa, we're not here to necessarily push each other. Parang it's more, parang for me ha, parang napansin ko lang and I'm not speaking for anyone else, but for me, napansin ko lang na mas productive ako when I'm being led to something, when I feel being pulled. Diba?
Yeah.
Yung ganon.
Yeah, yes.
So, aligned. Of course, may mga, true, may mga moments na kailangan mo talagang i-push. Hindi naman yun yung point. Eh. Ang point lang is, this isn't so much about forcing anyone to believe the same things as us or forcing anyone, ay naku, mag-ask ka ng help. Yung ganon, di ba?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really more providing perspective from, I believe, to women who have gone through yung mga gantong moments of vulnerability and success and things like that. And to learn from each other and hopefully, di ba, other people in our community will learn from us. Or at the very least, feel heard and seen. Na, ay, ganyan din ako, di ba? Ganyan din. And feel that they belong to something na they're not alone. So they can reach out to us. And you know, going full circle lang, Mons, na ito talaga yung one of the reasons why we decided na gawin na talaga tong podcast na to, right? So, para sort of like holding space for women like us or to anyone really who relate to our movement. Yeah.
And validate.
True.
You know, everything that they feel. I really believe in that. I believe there's a feeling of enoughness with both of us. And with that kind of feeling, it's coming from a place of both of us, we know we're not perfect. And at the same
time,
we are enough. We are enough.
That's true.
We are complete.
Yes.
Right? And because of that, there's transparency on how we live as coaches. Yeah. We're also human beings who make mistakes. And
of course.
Yes. And we are not going to pretend otherwise. We will not pretend that we just hustle, achieve. We are not that.
Yes.
No, we
have definitely lives. Not. Yes.
We have lives. We enjoy our lives. We enjoy making mistakes. If there are failures, we enjoy the failures. If there are humiliation, embarrassment, I know I don't have a fear of that ever since I was a child. And
good for you.
I never did. I don't know if I learned that from the family computers or it's just how I dissociated. So and coming from that, we want you to belong to a community where the coaches like us believe that you are inherently complete.
That's true.
That you are enough.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there is nothing we need to change about you if you do not want to change.
Mm-hmm.
That here, what we're going to do is ask you where you want to go. What are your choices?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just take care of you along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we know how hard change is, how painful growth is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the two of us, we grew, we are inward, we look at ourselves, and it's not a one-way upward, you know, success is not this, it's not like that as well. It's not mm-hmm. a one-way upward journey. Mm-hmm. There are times when you feel, oh, you know, I got it. I already got it. And then something that brings up the past triggers you. Or a trigger at the present. And it's always mm-hmm. just about mm-hmm. the past. And so now you realize, oh, okay, this has been brought up so that I can work through this. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of space that I want to be in. And that's why I believe the universe brought me to Tony. Because it's because it's not the energy of, no, I need to do this. It's not righteous energy because I no longer belong in that space. It's not, here is what I know to be sure. There's nothing like that. The space is very safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's why I was brought to you. Because it's a safe space.
Yes. Yeah. Same.
Mm. Yeah. And more than like anything. Go ahead.
Oh, diba? Very, very supportive. And no, I just wanted to add na we really wanted, as I mentioned, to hold space kasi we, kumbaga, at the very least, we want you to feel seen and heard. Diba? Yun naman talaga yung hinahanap natin. Diba? And the other things kasi, like you said, complete ka na eh. Sa totoo lang, diba? You are whole. I am whole. Each of us. It's just that meron tayong mga na-learn na beliefs, di ba? Na hindi na siya helpful. Helpful, maybe helpful siya before, but they are no longer serving us today. So, it's really more about helping you release those and really uncover who you are and who you want to be. Yung ikaw talaga, di ba? Yung para sa'yo talaga. And I know sometimes nakaka-guilty siya, di ba? Yung, kasi we've been brought to believe na parang ang selfish naman nun, masama yata yun. Yung ganon, di ba?
Yeah.
And so, sabi nga natin, quote-unquote, to be a good girl, di ba? You have to follow certain rules.
Oh my
mga ganon.
The good girl which, card has been so abused.
True.
Diba? When you were a child.
Yeah, and we will uncover and unpack all of these. I mean, hindi siguro lahat, but some of these things in the coming episodes. So watch out for that. And so ayun. So we basically want to welcome you.
Welcome
to this community.
Thank you for listening to the premiere podcast.
Yay! And there will be more. We're also both learning, diba? We're learning with you, and as Bonnie said, wala naman kasi talagang perfect, diba?
That's right.
And so, nakapagod din mag-pretend eh, na you have everything together. Parang
yes,
ganun,
yes.
All together, all the time.
Yeah.
So, it's just you, siguro we do try to polish like as much as we can yung mga content and all these things, but other than that the things that we tell you are from our own experiences or and or from the experiences of the people in our community, diba? And so ayun, diba, ang fun lang. Fun. Yes. It's a very fun, sabihin lang natin na life experiment to be doing this podcast with you, Bonnie. And we're hoping na as we go along, we also grow with you, with our community. Diba, parang asarap lang minsan pag-usapan yung mga gantong bagay. And so, we created this space with you in mind. So fun.
It's very, very fun. So, I believe that we have come to the end of our premiere podcast. We're very thankful that you listen, if you're still listening at the end of our first episode. And we're very grateful that you are joining us in our community and in this journey, because Tony and I, we are so enjoying this. And more than the growth, we want you to have fun and enjoy the journey as well of the growth and of looking inwards and of, you know, talking to us and having a community of a safe space. So
catch you again on our next episode and follow Go Greater on Spotify and on Facebook. We're going to share the link with you wherever you are, whether you're on Instagram or Facebook. Bonnie is on Instagram as Bonnie_Factor, and I am Keep Going Tony. And we will share all of these information. So when we hit publish, most probably on Facebook. So follow Go Greater on Facebook. So what's our call to action, Bonds?
Tell us in the comments of our Facebook page when we post this in the video, or reach us to us in Instagram, send us a message, wherever you are. If you've experienced worrying about what others will say or think about you, or you're afraid or embarrassed to ask for help, or you're scared to speak your truth because you feel that other people will shut down your truth or whatever you say, you know, how did you overcome that? You know, are you still working through it? Reach out to us. We want to hear you. We're here for you. Again, this is Bonnie.
And this is Antoinette reminding you to go greater. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.